Remember the last time you said, they did what? Maybe it was today, something you saw online. It's a shock response. We can't believe what we are seeing or experiencing in that moment. It could be something we're witnessing driving to work or something someone's wearing in the grocery store. But you're sort of left speechless. For example, I walked into the kitchen and my floor was covered in a huge pile of slime. My girls decided to combine all of their slimes together in the middle of the kitchen floor. They are stepping in it, squishing in it with not a care in the world, but their focus is simply on having fun. They aren't focused on the consequences or if they're going to hurt or damage something. They are in the moment. Even if for me it's a bit of a shock moment, you're doing what? There was a moment just like that in the Bible. Jesus was having dinner with friends. He was the honored guest. This was not long after Lazarus had been raised from the dead, so I like to think it was a definite celebration and probably a pretty good crowd, including the 12 disciples, his dear friends Mary, Martha, and Lazarus, the owner of the home who used to be a leper, and probably several others. So definitely a house full. Something shocking happens at dinner, and it leaves a lot of people saying, "What is she doing?" John 12:3. Then Mary took a pint of pure nard, an expensive perfume. She poured it on Jesus' feet and wiped his feet with her hair. And the house was filled with the fragrance of the perfume. She did what? Okay, so here's the shock part. That bottle of perfume was worth a year's salary. So imagine that for a minute. It was very valuable. Judas freaks out, no surprise there, and questions why it wasn't used for the poor, meaning he wanted to steal it. In that moment, all the conversational noise that was just filling the room went silent. All eyes locked onto Mary, pouring this precious, expensive perfume on Jesus' feet. She starts washing his feet with her hair. Some may have gasped, some objected, while others just stood silent, maybe not fully understanding what was taking place. And then their senses were hit with this beautiful, overwhelming fragrance. Worship filled that room. The presence of Jesus. Mary's heart overflowing with gratitude and love for Jesus in this act of worship. When we meet Jesus, our focus changes. What we value shifts. Things that the world holds dear or priceless, we lay at Jesus' feet and count it as loss because now we are found in him and nothing compares or outvalues that. That's the truth. Live your life today out of a surrendered heart of worship. It could shock those around you. But like Mary, when your focus is on Jesus, you're not worried about what people think. I'm Lori Klein.